The Emmy nominations come out this morning. This is to honor the best TV from the middle of last year to the middle of this year. And if you have not been watching much, Glenn Weldon is there for you because he is co-host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Glenn, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Okay, let's pick out a comedy here. Outstanding comedy. Which ones are likely to be the top contenders?
Well, the Emmys are notoriously slow to latch onto new shows. They like awarding the stuff that they've always awarded. So look for some standbys like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Hacks and Ted Lasso are going to show up here, too. Ted Lasso, of course, won last year. Atlanta usually makes the cut, though this was a very divisive season. It's still one of the best things on TV. Now, me, I'm pulling for some newcomers to get some Emmy love this year, like Only Murders in the Building, and especially Abbott Elementary, which I'm thinking is going to get very well represented this morning. That's an ABC show about a struggling Philadelphia public school and the staff. They're doing their best with what little they have. Now, if it were up to me, and it's not, a show like The Other Two, or Our Flag Means Death, or What We Do in the Shadows, which for my money is the funniest thing on TV right now, would get some love. But again, not up to me.
Oh, okay. What about the dramas?
Well, this category is Succession's to lose yet again. It's definitely going to be in the running. But you'll also see Better Call Saul, Stranger Things, This Is Us. Ozark ended this year. It's probably got the best shot this year it's ever going to get. Yellowstone. Now, that's not a show that critics like me talk about a lot, but what do we know? It's a huge hit. And again, I'd like to see some new shows on this list. Shows like Yellowjackets and Squid Game, which was an international phenomenon, but that's no guarantee that Emmy voters are going to recognize it. There is one new show that's pretty much a slam dunk to be nominated, and that is Severance, which is a terrific Apple TV Plus show about a mysterious corporation whose workers don't remember their home lives when they're on the job and don't remember their work lives when they're at home.
So I'll never leave here.
You'll leave at 5. Well, actually, they stagger our exit, so 5:15. But it won't feel like it, not to this version of you anyway.
Do I have a family?
You'll never know.
And I have no choice.
Well, every time you find yourself here, it's because you chose to come back.
Okay, so when we talk about individual actors, who stands out?
Well, going back to Severance, it's amazing to me that Adam Scott has never been nominated for an Emmy. I really hope that changes this morning. And as I say, I think, well, I hope anyway, that Abbott Elementary gets the nominations it deserves, not just for star and creator Quinta Brunson, but Cheryl Lee Ralph as her fellow teacher, and especially Janelle James as the principal who steals every scene she's in.
Hey, yo, what it do, baby boobs? What y'all think about this little film crew I brought in here?
Distracting, makes our jobs harder.
But exciting, we about to be on TV.
Because they are covering underfunded, poorly managed public schools in America.
No press is bad press, Barb.
You know, I also hope they recognize the great kind of under-the-radar work that Selena Gomez is doing on Only Murders in the Building. She really grounds that series, and she's the key ingredient that keeps Steve Martin and Martin Short from spiraling out and getting really broad. But, Steve, real talk, if another Emmy season comes and goes without Rhea Seehorn getting recognized for her incredibly layered performance as Kim Wexler on Better Call Saul, and the whole system's broken. Let's tear it down. She is so fantastic, and she's never even been nominated. That cannot stand. What are we even doing here, Steve?
Glenn Weldon, a correspondent at NPR's Culture Desk and co-host of the podcast Pop Culture Happy Hour. Glenn, thanks.
Thank you.